Hope you have a great stream.
Have a great pod, guys. Yeah,
good luck, guys.
Great pod.
Remember
great
pod.
Good luck, guys.
Remember, who's your boss?
Good luck, guys.
Who? Tom.
Hello and welcome back to Bottle Side. Peace side. I mean, what have you got over there? What's that?
Are you thirsty? Is your Premier League winning prime?
Oh my God. You are the most uncoordinated person I've ever seen.
Go on, have you? You released a whole prime just to celebrate your Premier League title.
What an ironic release that was this week for you to bottle both competitions.
I know. With a literal prime bottle. Look at that. Right. Gold, the colour of champions.
It needs to be.
Do you know what it tastes like?
A bit colder, but.
What?
Third place.
If they're lucky.
Yeah. Spurs might still catch.
Go on, lads. You're really quiet today. What's going on?
How do you feel about the game, Theo? You said you had some extra analysis for us because apparently you went home, cried, and then watched the game back.
I watched it again, yeah, twice.
Yeah.
You didn't watch the whole game back.
I watched it on Match of the Day, and then I watched it on Sky Sports Highlights, yeah, so essentially twice.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I actually almost cried at home. I'm not even joking.
Really?
Jodie got back from a weekend away and she thought, why are you so sad? And I was like,
sorry. I didn't mean that. I just came out. I didn't mean
it's
that.
Got it, like,
sorry if I care. Fuck it.
You're only crying because you lost FPL points.
No, I actually gained points actually when we conceded, ironically.
Also, I know obviously you do it on purpose, like. This prep doc is abysmal, mate.
Well, I think the prep doc's accurate today.
I think it's pretty accurate.
The red bit was for you to read out. I thought that would...
Well, who would have thought Arteta's bottle boys have revealed their soft underbelly once again? Oh, wait. Everyone did except deluded
That's
Arsenal.
That's just not true. That's not true, though.
We all said at the start of the season...
No, you didn't. I was getting cooked by you two halfway through the season when you're like, see? And then you're getting further and further through and you're like, see? Yeah, you fucking specky idiot. Now look at yours. Bottled. It always happens every year.
All right, but
sack Arteta. Use a shit.
What are you, mate?
Use a shit at football. Admit it now.
What?
I fucking apologise. I'm sick. I've had months of their bottling.
No, you can't say that.
What does that make?
No, stop deflecting.
I'm asking.
Apologise.
If we're shit at football, what does that make Newcastle United Football Club?
Yes, I fucking can. Tom, did I say from the very start to the very end, Arsenal will eventually chalk and bottle?
I'm asking a simple question. If we're shit at football and you genuinely believe that, how bad are you, Newcastle?
It's crazy how much we caught up to you in the space of two seasons when you were supposed to be in this top team for 10 years.
Is in 4-1 and you got
you just do not have the backbone built in your club, the character needed to see it over the line. You need to get Arteta.
Remember when we nearly beat you 12-0, but we
remember when you signed Declan Rice and you're like, yeah, this is the kind of character that's going to win us the Premier League. You fucking bottled it against Aston Villa at the mighty Emirates at home.
You're saying we're like shit. That's our second loss since Liverpool started January.
Use a bottle jobs.
What are you on about?
You did bottle it yesterday.
Yeah, it was horrible performance.
It was first half. We actually were playing really well.
Like second half,
you're lowering your standards.
Was playing well. Saka was playing well. Chances missed with Jesus and Saka. Saka at the near post. Jesus with that head.
When you go behind or when you need someone to step up, you haven't got anyone who's got the
vulnerable, scared little boys.
We're trying to have an adult conversation over it.
What was wrong about that sentence I just said?
It's called Arsenal, who are still only one point or two.
Vulnerable, scared little boys.
Yeah, Saka started limping. Fucking Ødegaard.
Saka started limping in the 93rd minute.
Where's your big players?
Where's this Ødegaard with his big performance? He got dragged.
Nah, to be fair, he played well first half. He was their best player.
Didn't make the difference when you needed it.
He got injured.
Substituted. What do you mean?
He's probably not going to play Bayern. He's done his hamstring, I think.
Yeah, he has got an injury. No. But Saka.
But injuries don't matter, right? Because obviously.
No. You've cried about injuries all season.
Out of anyone, you are not someone who can say injuries don't matter. But yeah, look, I think a lot of your players went hiding again.
Do you know when you needed them the most?
Beating teams 4-5-0 at home and everything's nice and lovely and Ødegaard spreading balls and playing little balls in behind. But when you go 1-0 behind and you need someone, you don't have anyone.
I was surprised that he obviously had one eye on the Champions League, right? Which I think is a mistake because...
No, he did, because you wouldn't...
He put Jesus up front, Havertz in midfield, Zinchenko at fullback. He thought he could get away with it. But Unai's just a fucking tactical genius that you're never going to get away with against him. But the bad thing about that is that we now have you could say we'll probably lose go into the bye game, probably being a bit like
psychologically.
Yeah, absolutely. But if we just, I honestly think if we started Havertz up front and just played the way you've been playing for the last two months. With George, I think we could have beaten them. But because we changed it and then Unai...
You didn't have enough firepower to
score. What I'm saying. If we just continue to play the way we have been playing with Havertz up front, playing in that false nine, who's been playing really well, we all know that when he plays in midfield, he's not as good.
Yeah.
I know, but he still got in some good positions yesterday. But and still, he can't finish. Like, him and Jesus can't finish. We all know that. Fucking Saka and whoever else were nowhere to be seen. Like you didn't have enough firepower. And Villa were good though.
Yeah, they were very good.
We can't just say it's just because of Arsenal.
But it wasn't Arsenal were the better team first half,
but second half, Villa.
Like Tielemans hitting the post and the woodwork. Watkins hitting the that post shot. How that's going, I don't understand. Gabriel booting at Zinchenko's back. I don't know how that Watkins chance didn't go in.
Do you look back at that City game thinking maybe we should have went for that because I could have created a barrier for something like this to happen?
Well, this is exactly what we said.
You know what I mean? Like you're trying to manage it so much, and even yesterday trying to manage the game a bit, and you're doing it too much when like you need to be a bit aggressive against City so you can afford this to happen.
Well, considering Arteta is basically
but taking 4 points off City is not the game. No, but you need to forget about the four points at that point in the season, you needed to create that barrier.
Yeah, you can't say they were there to be beat.
At the same time, you can't say a season's ended by taking 4 points from Manchester City.
The previous 3 points don't matter at that point in time. At that point in time, you were in that situation and to beat Man City would create that barrier. Yeah. Overall, yeah, that's fine. But at that point, to win the title and create a barrier,
you were on fire. City weren't at their best and they had players out. It was a really good chance to go and beat them. Not only make a statement, widen the gap. And then if something like this happens, you're still top of the league.
All that being said though, I know we're talking about how It's over. But it isn't over until it is actually
over. It's
over. It's not though, because
it's fucking over, mate.
City got Real Madrid, and then 4 days later they're playing Chelsea. They've also got to go away to Spurs, who maybe are a bit crap.
Mate, it's over.
You never know, Chelsea can do us a favour here.
It's over.
Arsenal, Man City are looking at Liverpool and Arsenal.
But what happens if Chelsea go and beat City randomly?
That's the FA Cup.
The Chelsea game's a cup game, right?
Oh, it is the FA Cup, yeah. I mean, Spurs. Spurs beat City, penultimate game of the season.
Possibly, but by then they'd have won the league.
Oh, fuck, man, it's sad.
Yeah, but at least you
aren't going to go and win every game now. And Liverpool won't.
Is the silver lining for you?
Mentally, it's done.
Mate, I checked out as soon. As the players,
everything, it's done. I'm telling you, it's done.
There is a glimmer of hope.
You're going to lose comfortably on Wednesday as well.
They won it.
Bayern will beat you comfortably on Wednesday.
Is the silver lining at least like the mighty Man City win the league and you can celebrate that a bit?
Oh yeah, true. You can have a bit like of a parade
can,
for that.
Because like your favourite team are going to at least still win it.
Maybe people have always said that Pep sometimes overthinks things when it gets to the final
stage. But he proved it last year.
Hang on.
Does he?
Maybe because Arteta is trying to be like Pep. Maybe he did that the weekend.
No, like, is it possible that Arsenal intentionally threw the title again just so they can witness the mighty treble winners win the Premier League?
You're actually such a child.
No. It's a genuine question.
We didn't throw the game though. We just got beat.
No, because you have to make it look sneaky, don't you? Really?
Yeah.
Last year it was too obvious, so you had to.
Yeah. Throwing away 12 points is too obvious.
Yeah, dragged it on a bit this time.
Is that what Liverpool did as well?
No, they actually a proper team who can win titles.
They were like, that,
what are you on?
Liverpool have been overperforming, I think.
There's more of an underdog story. Yeah.
Against Palace.
Yeah,
but they shouldn't have even been in the title race, really.
Right.
You should have took this away ages ago. But you get to watch the treble winners take it on. So that's
and Liverpool fans, you're very lucky because this pod would have been me pissing my pants at you lot.
You act like this is a one-off for them. They do it to every team. I know,
they're so good, aren't they?
But this is yet again, City are going to go and win it and you're going to go, oh my God, they're so amazing. But you've given them the title again.
This is how Liverpool fans felt for like 3-4 years in a row as well.
But I know
you're forgetting that.
It's very difficult to win the Premier League. We know that.
It's fucking impossible.
It's not
it
though.
Because you're up against perfection.
You were in pole position.
Well, you are.
You were you're in pole position.
Man City are far from perfection this season.
Every team is going to drop points at some point.
And you can't hold
perfection. In the last 10 games, whenever it matters, They just go into this stupid, like, all of Kevin De Bruyne.
This isn't Man City being good. This is Hughes giving it to them. It's not them being unstoppable, winning every game for the last 10 matches.
I think we're probably going to see, like...
They couldn't even beat you at home.
Six games.
Hughes could have took it to them and won, and then he could have won against Villa.
Every team's going to be close to 90 points.
Which is attainable.
This isn't Man City. This is thing, like, this isn't Man City being unstoppable. This is Hughes giving it to them. It is, and that's not me trying to wind us up. It is. Because you could have took it to them when you played them.
We still have every chance of beating Bayern Munich.
I hope you do, but I actually don't believe that.
You don't believe that. You're such
This is what I'm much rather.
He goes, I hope you do.
I'd much rather see us lose in the final. I've realised
every week you cover every base possible.
Yeah.
Because then when we do a podcast the following week, we go, well, I was fucking right, wasn't I? I was right every time.
No, look, I've been rooting for Arsenal the whole time. I just knew this was going to happen.
Can I just say, though, you're saying City are perfection.
That's crazy.
You've won as many games as them. Liverpool have lost as many games as City.
Yeah, but I
know you've drawn more games than Arsenal. But you're not chasing
the blue moon machine. Only comes out in February, doesn't it?
You need to be real and look at your team rather than like put Man City on this pedestal.
You've got a better goal difference.
We said that we played badly. I know, but you said you're chasing perfection.
They were chasing you.
Yeah.
Like, you were in the driver's seat.
For two seasons in a row, you were winning the league. When we say that, you know what we mean.
You were top of the league.
Yeah.
And now you've given it to them.
No, they were ahead of us on points before we played that game.
You know exactly, you're just trying to wind us up.
No, Man City have been chasing the majority of the season.
They've been far from perfect.
They've been chasing, but majority of the season.
But when it matters, they don't fucking do what we do.
But yeah, because you have soft underbelly.
Okay, so well, Liverpool
you
do. Well,
you can't roll your eyes at that.
So Liverpool as well.
No, because they're underdogs in this. No one expected them anywhere near it, mate. You predicted, where did you predict Liverpool at the start of the season? Did any of us predict them in the title race? No one predicted it. Third, I think.
They're currently in third.
No one expected Liverpool. You had them first.
You had Arsenal first.
So I believe in my club. Where do you put Arsenal? Like fifth?
Second. They're turning on each other.
Third and fourth, Liverpool and Arsenal.
It's troubling paradise.
I did put Manchester United second, which I mean is probably most abysmal.
I just don't get why you roll your eyes at the soft underbelly thing. It's like not even trying to wind you up because you are.
It's exactly what you're trying to do.
It's happened again. Like, I couldn't see it if you went and won the league, could I?
Yeah. Do it at the end of the season.
No, I've been saying it since the start season.
It depends how you define soft underbelly, because Villa are one of the better teams in the Premier League.
Oh, come on. What did City do to Villa the other week at home? Pump, see you later, off you go.
Yeah, exactly.
At home and you get fucking turned over.
We shouldn't have lost again.
But you can't come and say,
oh, Villa are really good.
You can't use the same argument of we should have beaten City because they were gettable. Villa went with those same tactics and then just got pummeled.
But Villa aren't you. You're way better than Villa.
No, you can't compare yourself to Aston Villa now.
Evidently not, though.
Of course you are.
It's just when it comes to a game of this much importance, your ass falls off.
Yeah.
But anyone can win a one-off game, mate.
No, come on, man. But it happens too often with Arsenal.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that Villa played very well yesterday.
You are a better team than Bayern. You are a better team than Villa.
Yeah.
But when it's come down to it, yet again, your arses have fallen out and you've given teams chances. Teams know Arsenal will give them a chance. That's how I think teams view Arsenal. They think, okay, they're brilliant. Declan Rice, amazing. Saka's been good. Odegaard, fantastic player. Saliba, Gabriel, brilliant all season. But nitty gritty games like yesterday, Villa know they'll give us a chance.
But up until we played City and Bayern, literally in the last 2 weeks,
we've shown every sign. Until now, it's crunch time.
And you call me like delusional, but we've shown every sign that we were winning.
I'd be saying the same things as you if Newcastle in that position. But as an outsider looking in, the bottle always comes.
Yeah.
And back to this season, I thought
you were a different side with Declan Rice, the way you were defending, but you've proved me wrong doing it again.
And then next season, when I say you have a soft underbelly and you'll bottle it next season, you're going to say, oh, you're stupid, that. But it keeps happening, so I'm going to keep saying it until you prove anything different.
He's so right.
Now, do you know what I compare them to? Do you know when you have a horse in a field and they don't know they can jump the fence to get out of the field, but they can jump the fences in the field? So you've won the FA Cup before, so you know you can do it. But you've never jumped the fence of the Premier League and you've got the wrong jockey riding you because he has no clue how to do it either. So get rid of Arteta.
Are you saying we've never won the Premier League?
Well, not in the fucking lifetime.
He's on about, like, in Arteta's
not in
right.
Your life.
But no, that's what I'm saying. You've got the wrong jockey, and you need, to get out this field, you're going to have to get someone in who can actually ride the horse.
Arteta is the right man.
Who's that jockey? In your obviously all-knowing opinion, who's that jockey?
It's a tricky one. There's not many.
Sorry. Can you stop being fucking stupid for 1 second?
I'm sorry. How's this project going?
Arteta has taken Arsenal from literally finishing eighth every season.
I agree, but I want to know who he thinks is better than Arteta's league.
Why are you acting as if like he's this shit manager who needs to get?
He's great, but he's never going to win a Prem with you. He's never going to win a Premier League for you.
So who is
it?
Who is it?
Who do Arsenal get? There's better than Arteta in this current moment in time.
There's no managers who are going to go to Arsenal. Zidane's out there, but does he want to go to Arsenal?
There's no manager that wants to go. Are you fucking... Lewis, what comes out of your mouth half the time? Seriously.
What? What's wrong with
Arteta? No manager would ever want to go to Arsenal.
I'm crazy for thinking Arteta, a manager who's bottled the Premier League title twice, never won the Premier League, will not win it. But how's that mental?
No manager would ever want to go to Arsenal.
No manager. A manager of the quality to win the Premier League.
Doing and say he's actually doing a pretty good job.
I think they choose Man United over you.
Is it good enough?
They choose Man United job over you.
We'll see, won't we?
Go for Klopp.
He's going to Mallorca, isn't he?
Jeremy,
isn't he? The point is...
I want Arteta. Arteta's Mallorca. Taken us the point is doing an upward... You're forgetting that for about fucking 10 years. We were like Chelsea.
There's very few managers who are good enough to beat Guardiola and City, is what I'm saying. And Arteta isn't the one. Because he's had two great opportunities to do it. And he's thrown it away.
How long is this piece of string?
You've
turned into like Spurs, put the pressure
all
on.
All the signs are there.
It's not even that though. You haven't even won a trophy. Okay, he won an FA Cup in his first fucking year when
jumping on like, oh, we'll sack him, blah, blah, blah.
I'm warning you up when I say you should sack him.
No, he's not. He actually believes it. We're on an upward trajectory.
I'm about 75% serious.
We are pushing for trophies. It's going to happen.
You're more
Arteta out than Arsenal. Is it going to happen? Are you always going to get to the final hurdle and bottle it? Genuinely.
The thing is though, they haven't even gotten to the final hurdle in other competitions.
Yeah.
We will this year in the Champions League.
You don't believe that.
There is nothing more that I want in life.
No, I'm not saying what you want.
Believe Arsenal can beat Bayern.
I also believe you can.
Yeah. If we beat Bayern,
sound so confident.
If we do beat Bayern, then I believe we'll go all the way.
Really?
Because if you beat Bayern Munich in quarterfinals, where everything right now is like, you're so shit, you're bottle, but the mentality will switch like, shit, we can do that.
Yeah, because you've only got City or Madrid in the semis.
You have to play the mighty treble winners.
Yeah, you have to, the best team.
Maybe throw them the Champions League as well.
Do you want me to just not believe my club? Is that what we want me to do? Sit here and just say we're shit?
Your club being
okay, I'll
Brighton.
Do that. Guys, we're crap and we're not going to win anything.
There we go,
And you know what? I won't say anything for the rest of the podcast because we're not here to make content.
Yeah! No, you are crap. You're just not as good as... Oh, I thought you were actually.
You're an elite team until it matters, is how I'd sum up Arsenal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soft.
Well, I think that's a good. You are elite until it matters.
Yeah.
Is that not fair?
That is actually a fair assessment.
Fair. It mattered up against Villa and you became shit. It mattered against City and you hit.
So by that means City are pretty average until it matters.
Well,
but they do the opposite, don't they? Really, if we're talking like that.
But you'd rather it that way, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you beat fucking Watford on a Tuesday night. You need to beat Real Madrid on a Tuesday night.
Different Tuesday.
From the outside perception of Arsenal, it isn't like
you,
people look.
You're not the outside perception. You are
clearly I am. I saw this coming fucking a year ago.
No, but that's because you have an agenda though.
It's not
just
an agenda.
An agenda's proved right.
At patterns.
Hey, I said Hugo Lloris was dog poo. And he ended up becoming very bad.
Look,
very
how
quickly.
About it, right? If I every time I walk in,
what's that got to do with anything?
Yeah. No, because often agendas do.
Mate.
Why do you always bring up that Hugo Lloris thing? You do it every week.
They're turning on each other again.
If every time I walk into my house, I bump my head on the door frame, eventually I'm going to learn to duck down a bit.
You are not going to learn to do that.
that's what Arteta's doing. Yeah. He's keep walking into it nonstop, fucking getting a concussion.
So what's the answer now then? What do you need to do? Do you think to turn this around?
Spend more money.
Spend even more money.
Isaac.
Oh, he wants to win trophies.
we do. I feel
no,
like,
Gabby.
I do feel like we do need like a clinical number nine. Like we're screaming out for someone who's just going to fucking dick down opponents.
Yeah, but that's been agree, the issue for a long while.
I do agree.
And then
with
we've
that.
Bought players.
The crazy thing is, you could have bought Uzak as well.
Do you like, think?
Yeah, we're going to get him this summer.
I wanted
it. You better not.
Obviously, I mean, obviously, they're not going to apologise. But what is your thoughts on you went on national radio the day before yesterday?
Yeah.
National radio and claimed you were going to win the double.
Easily.
Yeah, I was sat next
you
to said him you were in the car and he came at Arsenal, so I joked
a double,
him.
I mean, you haven't won a...
Did you say 4-0 Aston Villa? I can't remember.
He said they were going to beat them easily. They didn't have Douglas Luiz.
Do you want to talk about what you said on national radio?
What I said is very correct. I'm happy to talk, but we'll be talking about that later on.
Yeah.
So, no, I enjoyed it. That was a good time. I don't regret that. That was funny.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Will you apologise though? Will you apologise to me for insulting me for predicting the future?
I will never apologise for you because you are such a douchebag.
A correct douchebag. Though.
You're a douchebag.
You're a douchebag.
Come on, bro.
You say everything.
You're a high school bully.
You cover every out. You cover every out. It's not like we can't.
That's not true. The one thing I've been consistent
with
about
Arsenal,
is Arsenal.
He has said the same thing.
Why did you back them to win on Super Six then?
I don't know, actually. I literally bet 20 quid on Aston Villa to win and won 190 quid off.
Yeah, because you cover every outcome.
One's free.
Yeah, he does cover every outcome.
No, I can't even remember putting that on.
Oh, sorry. Yes, because you forgot. About
you can try and twist it all you want.
I'm not trying to twist it. This is just what you do.
What one Super Six prediction compared to me saying all season, despite you's being on the greatest form in Europe, apparently saying that you will bottle, and then it eventually happened, and you're like, oh, what about the Super Six prediction?
No, because you cover your back.
Prediction?
No. Because if you do it regularly, then at least you can turn around and go, oh, well, you know, I thought they'd win.
I have done regularly. I have said, even when you's are on the best form in Europe, that you will bottle. I predicted it to happen against Newcastle. It didn't happen, but I've been saying it's going to keep coming.
But
are you saying you're the Oracle?
I'm starting to think I might be.
You might be,
you know.
You might be the gospel.
With the Fabian Schär thing as well, it's starting to come in. He scored more goals than Gabriel Jesus. He has. He scored more goals than De Bruyne this season.
I mean, De Bruyne has been out the whole season.
Yeah. What about Gab? Big Gabriel.
He's
not played much, has he?
He hasn't really played much. But
I'll score by centre back.
I mean, he is... Yeah, look, we all know Shaw's a good player, but we're not here to talk about Fabian Schär because you fucking bore the life out of me. They're obviously not going to apologise for their stinking.
I'd respect you if you were the bigger man.
But
what are you asking us to apologise for? Saying that we'd bottle it from day one?
Yeah, and for insulting me repeatedly whenever I said that the mighty Arsenal
but
might
you're exactly,
bottle the
mate,
league.
You're exactly the same. You said Newcastle were going to get the semi-finals of the Champions League.
Yeah, do you want to apologise for that?
You didn't even get out your group.
We got robbed in the group, though.
So. No.
Do you want to apologise for saying Spurs and Ange are a totally better club?
Oh, I did apologise for that. I apologise for that. Even though we spanked little Tottenham.
Right, okay, fair enough.
I'm the bigger man, I guess, you know, it's fine. It's okay.
I can't stand it. I actually can't.
I know inside your head, you know I'm right. Inside your soul.
What?
It's okay. It's okay.
Are you going to apologise for saying that Liverpool are going to win the league?
Do you know what's actually... this might be an unpopular prediction. I think next season we finish above
Arsenal. Why are you talking so much?
Actually, I think we finish above you next year.
That's crazy.
And I don't even think that's a bold prediction.
You said
prediction.
That with Spurs. We saw what happened.
Easily with a full team and a proper players who have a bit of balls about them.
Right.
If you play that Tottenham team, you'd be cowering with 11 men behind the box. We went at them with fucking 12 injuries spanked them.
Well, let's watch how we perform.
Yeah, but what happens if you get two injuries again and then you cry about it all
season?
We'll
be right. It's fucking Arsenal, isn't it? So.
What are you on about? Yeah.
Same, we'll finish above, yeah. It's not that crazy. Football's a crazy sport. One minute you're 12 points are clear and then the other time...
Not happening,
even you can't stand him.
Yeah, that's not happening. You're an idiot, mate.
Just give it a good try.
You are a fucking idiot.
Why do we give this guy a platform to talk, man?
We've given him more of one as well. Either or, the title race has had a rather large change in terms of Liverpool as well.
Good link.
It's literally been finished in...
Yeah.
That clip, by the way, on our Twitter is so funny. That's not even to do, but where it goes from you's like celebrating with lights on. It's so funny. Yeah,
then there was two.
that's how it has to be.
It's just funny looking back on it.
Go into the show and go, oh, okay, guys. Yeah.
Do you think that maybe played a part?
I
was thinking about this.
Liverpool losing.
So the players probably knew about that, right?
Of course. No, definitely.
They 100% knew about that. So they probably got like happy. Whereas they should have been like, right, now we need to fucking do this. No, but then also in the first half, you thought to yourself, They are on it. Do you know, yeah, they are on it. And then the second half, just shit the bed.
It's more so the fact that if Liverpool would have won, then there would have been more pressure on them to deliver. So there would have been more like... I don't know.
I feel like they should have just blocked.
I just thought you were really low on energy the whole game.
Yeah,
it was Villa played Thursday.
Yeah.
You played, what, Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah. They had fucking a hard run.
You had an extra day's... You had two extra day's rest.
Yeah.
It would make you more nervous, wouldn't it? Realistically, if you sit, because
No. I think it made them more relaxed.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Liverpool lost and they thought, oh, it's all right. I think if Liverpool would have won, it might have made them be more like...
Yeah, still chasing.
You reckon?
I guess, yeah.
And instead, Liverpool losing might have made them go, oh.
Yeah, it's more, yeah, you've got to go after it more rather than like.
And then kind of went into it too chilled out, and Villa just took them apart second half.
Liverpool losing at home to Palace, that's crazy.
That was a mental result.
So many chances.
Couple good saves for Alisson, couple good saves by
Henderson.
Martin, we talked about Martinez good save against Trossard.
He should have scored though, couldn't he?
Yeah, but still good save though. Palace are just cooking, man. Palace are cooking. Mateta flying.
Palace, they're a bit of bogey team for Liverpool over the years.
It was a little less about Palace
bogey,
for everyone.
They're literally a top four bogey team, man.
In the second half, there was a little less about Palace and more about Liverpool just missing clear chances. Like, they had so many. They could have won 5-1.
Yeah.
It was like mental.
They're really tough to break down there because they're just set up in a 5-4 and they go ahead.
No, but they were having like clear, like just chances. Like
Jones should have scored, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
Salah should have scored.
Nunes
should have shot. But yeah, shock. Salah goes missing in a Prem title race again. But yeah, don't matter. But he's the best Prem. He's the best Prem ring of all time, though. So
that's worse than your Lloris one.
No, mine was actually.
Just saying, yeah. Just yet again in a title race, fucking Salah goes missing. He does it every season, but don't matter.
We're talking about the fact that
he scores that trick against Crystal Palace on a fucking Tuesday night in November. So it don't matter. He's better than
Liverpool
Ronaldo.
Lost 3-0 midweek and then lost to Palace, but ooh, don't see anyone.
They've 100% shit their pants as well.
Yeah, but they weren't expected to be in the title race.
But you, yeah,
people had high hopes. 3-0
midweek.
It's more of a compliment that people say you were bottling and Liverpool aren't, because people had higher hopes than for you than Liverpool.
Also,
yeah,
think both.
You have to play the season in context, though. At that point, everyone thought that.
Yeah, Gary. Because
you probably argue it's a bigger bottle from Liverpool.
Everyone thought Liverpool had the easiest run in.
Yeah. Liverpool have had the easier games this week, because Atalanta at home is a lot easier than Bayern.
That's mental.
And Palace at home is a lot easier than Villa.
Yep.
At least they drew. Yeah, at least they come back again against Bayern. That showed a bit of fucking
spirit.
Bollocks, but
Klopp farewell tour is not going that well.
Fucking hilarious. Maybe they'll shut up about it.
He ran down the tunnel again. It's like, fuck away. What are you gaining from that 10 seconds getting into the changing room? Fuck off, mate. It's in for the camera.
Maybe he needed a wee.
Yeah.
He's a knobhead, him.
But yeah, I think there could be...
I'll miss him, though, for that reason. You need knobhead, man.
Liverpool can come back against Atlanta.
3-0's hard, man.
It'd be very Liverpool to do.
Yeah, Liverpool are the type of team, but Atlanta are a decent team.
Yeah.
They are decent. No, I don't think they will.
What can I do it now?
Next season, how will Liverpool do, and then what do they need? What do they need to get?
And it depends who goes. Players as well. I think a few will
leave. I can see Van Dijk and Salah leaving.
I don't think Van Dijk will.
You can see him at Real Madrid.
Can you though?
Van Dijk? Yeah. Just go to some mega team to where win and shit house loads of trophies.
Barca ain't got the money. Madrid have already got centre halves.
Yeah,
we've got Militao.
Yeah, but Madrid don't care. They just, if there's a good player available, they'll go for him.
But Madrid haven't been investing in that type of player. They've been signing young,
up-and-coming
stars, not fucking... Van Dijk's what, 31, 32?
It depends. Does he want to be like Mr. Liverpool and sort of stay there despite and try and help them through this transition period, or is he going to jump ship for trouble?
No, I can't see Van Dijk leaving. What is he, 31, 32? He's probably on 300 grand a week. What team in Europe's going to sign him?
Exactly.
Probably
Man United break the bank.
To sign Van Dijk?
They do need someone who's a bit dominating.
Never gonna happen,
but
when's
he out of make
that move? I think he's
downgrade that far.
I think Van Dijk's like the worst player possible they could leave, like over Salah and everyone, because he just on the pitch,
he's their rock,
the presence,
the
natural leader
of
the team. Like, you wouldn't have the Garnacho bullshit at Liverpool,
because
Van Dijk would fill him in.
What
he would?
No, I can't see Van Dijk leaving. I think Salah will finally go to Saudi. He has dropped off, Salah. Like, you can't deny he's been. I've tried telling you all season he hasn't been as good this season, but he scored 18 goals. But I think, and they've got a lot of players they've just signed as well who aren't going to leave. McAllister's not going to leave. Nunes ain't going to leave.
No way.
I think Salah will go, and Who else?
I mean, it all depends on the pedigree of the manager they get in. Because if it's a big one, then...
Well, they reckon it's going to be the sporting manager, don't they?
So another...
Who's that?
Quote unquote project.
I don't know. They're top of the league, though.
I really...
can't remember his name, but... And then after Thursday, there's been a few murmurs about the Atalanta manager because he's been doing a really good job there.
Imagine just playing for the opposite side of that.
I don't know.
We know it's not going to be Alonso. He's set his future at Leverkusen after they
Well, he's waiting for the Madrid job, isn't he?
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Maybe he just wants to not make the mistake of making the jump too soon. Leverkusen's a huge job, obviously.
Ancelotti's contract's up next summer.
Leverkusen did smash it though. That's and to win like was it 5-0 to win the title?
Yeah.
Did they do it back to back?
Well, I've seen a lot of shouts for Florian Wirtz Ballon d'Or, by the way, especially if they win the treble.
Yeah, let's not do that.
And if Germany go far in the Euros,
let's not do that.
Ooh. See his goal.
Yeah, but let's not do that. Come on, it's the Bundesliga.
Yeah, but if they win the treble,
yeah, but we'd have the same shouts for Kane, wouldn't we?
If what?
If Bayern won the Champions League in England.
The Champions League is a bit different to the Europa.
No, I know, but still, like, the season that Wirtz
you ain't winning the fucking Ballon d'Or because you won the Europa
League.
What
if they win... Yeah, but if they win the Europa, the German FA Cup, whatever it's called, and the league all undefeated, and he wins the Euros of Germany...
Depends how he plays to Germany, but Germany ain't going to win the Euros, are they?
Because England are.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think England are, but... Germany ain't.
France.
I honestly don't know. I've got no idea.
Come on, man, you're the oracle.
I've got no. I just don't think England will.
Come on, don't say that.
All right, well, it's going to be a great summer then.
I did, and just the more I think about it, the more I just think we're not as good as we think.
Nah, I think
but we have the two best players in the world.
We don't.
Squad wise, we're pretty good.
I think we're good, man.
Tactically, we just
We don't have the two best players in the world.
Harry Kane and Jude Bellingham.
The players should just come together and like all decide. Let's just ignore Southgate, and we'll just do our
one of them. I'll give you him. Yeah, but. Just think, like, I don't know, like, if we come up against France and as good as we are and things like that,
we'll hide.
Realistically, have we got a player like Mbappe who can just on like that just come up with something unbelievable?
Bellingham.
No, he can't. No, he Philip. Can't do the things that he can't do the things Mbappe can do.
Mbappe's a cheat code. That's unfair.
Exactly.
Say.
And we're gonna have to play France.
Might not.
He can go missing.
Oh no, but does he though, really? When it really matters, when does he ever go missing?
We know when he's going to say.
I know what I'll think.
Well, yeah, when it really matters. Did they get through the group? Yeah, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, thanks to the ref, well done.
I think he turned up in the home leg. He fucking peppered you.
Didn't score.
And scored the penalty in the 95th.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
He scored the pen, didn't he?
Yeah, well, that doesn't count because I was
you know, when you have to, when it really matters, you know, to get the point.
That's
the final kick of the game.
Yeah, it was a robbery.
City, though, can they be stopped? Will they be stopped?
This season,
how hilarious would
Madrid
it be,
can.
By if
Madrid can definitely
stop City don't win
a City
League.
Bottle.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
I mean, we haven't entertained it, but there actually is that possibility.
No,
if they don't.
It's so hard to imagine.
Strange things have happened.
No, I agree. I think they will, but there is a world where
I think they're going to do another treble.
Okay, well, cool.
and the only chance of it not happening is this Wednesday.
If they win back-to-back trebles, mate, that's unfair.
I don't want to...
It's unfair.
Yeah, it's just...
I don't want to give him any more credit because he doesn't deserve any today, but he is the closest person in the room to have called that.
Because he said a quadruple, didn't he?
Yeah, the team that stopped them doing the quad is Newcastle.
Oh.
And how did that go for you?
Not great, but we fucked them off, so... Fuck it.
It's a big week for him, actually, because... Chelsea's not an easy game. They've drawn twice to Chelsea this season. They've got them Saturday, haven't they?
And there's nothing more fun playing for spoilers as well.
Yeah,
when you have
got huge. Like, the Premier League's
always in like just to ruin someone else.
Yeah,
I see.
To ruin their big achievement. Yeah, that's always more fun.
And Madrid are more
as opposed
than
to winning a trophy themselves.
Yeah, every team going to play against City, it is like the sort of like that's because Villa would have had that in their mind as well against you. Yeah, let's fuck them off at the same time.
Madrid are more than capable of beating City on Wednesday.
Don't you think most teams go into that if they play any team from the title race?
Yeah, you go playing for spoilers because it's fun. No. Villa not so much because they're fighting for their own
Villa
thing. But if you're a mid-table team, you've got nothing really going on.
Fuck, I forgot I had a bet with my mate as well that Villa wouldn't finish top four. He texted me last night, giving it loads. I went, don't remember it.
Well, Spurs have got a game in hand on Villa, haven't they?
Yeah, but it isn't the game in hand. Isn't the game in hand one of the top four?
I don't think it's Arsenal because that's on the weekend. It would be like a make.
They're gaming and
mate, City. Spurs have got to play City.
Spurs have got Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Burnley, City.
Yeah,
Chelsea's their game.
Sheffield United.
They're running. They're not finishing fourth.
Yeah, that is rough. But they'll probably just end up beating Arsenal, aren't they?
Potentially.
I mean, yeah, we know they'll beat.
I don't think I could take that. You know?
Yeah, it'll be a rough time. But hey, at least you lived.
You're not on that stream either, are you? That'd be a shame.
Thank God.
Was that Arsenal Tottenham? Yeah. It depends if you use progress pass buy.
So no, you're not on the stream.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
I think the fixture changes if
why
you
not be here?
Get through. I've got a holiday booked in, doing some darts.
Too busy living his dream. No,
that doesn't make sense. So because if...
Isn't the darts in the evening?
If they progress, currently the game's on the Sunday, why would they change it to the Saturday?
I can't remember. Jack was telling us.
Time between the Champions League fixture and wouldn't it?
Before or after?
After.
And the Champions League after that.
But where is your dart?
I presume so. If that makes sense, I presume it's midweek during the day.
I'll check the times and see if I can get down in time.
It's down in Portsmouth, though. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Is it? Fair enough, Lou. You deserve time off. You should not be there.
I think they just don't want you there.
Anyways, guys, time to talk Super 6. Yep. I had a decent week.
You had a good week. Well, in the... A 3 p.m. kickoff, so you're like, oh my God, they're coming in.
Yeah, I thought I was going to win 250 grand. And
yeah, you did have a good start.
Then they decided to score two more goals in the 90th minute. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, a bit annoying. I end up only on 7 points.
Oh, you got nine.
I got nine too.
I got two.
Got two?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
The only result I got right was Man City.
You fucking stink, mate. Yeah.
I got two Forest said, Wolves.
I got United Bournemouth.
I said Brighton would win. I said Wolves would win. I said United would win. And I said... Liverpool and Arsenal would win. And
damn.
None of them did.
Wow.
That stinks of sh.
Thanks, mate.
I'm
still first. So.
Yeah, true. I don't know why I had Arsenal down to win because.
You didn't think that, did you?
You'd have thought a draw because obviously it's Villa versus Arsenal, two teams that you absolutely hate.
Just because I hate them doesn't mean I don't think they'll win.
Let's touch on United though because Ten Hag. Has he lost the dressing room a little bit? The way he dragged Garnucci.
Yeah, he might be injured though, right?
He dragged him.
But I think he
embarrassed him.
I think there's every... I thought it was a potential...
No, because then Garnucci liked Mark Gold's tweet. You've called him Garnucci.
Did I?
Toy.
I'm so... Do you not think like kids coming through like crying on social media and that? It's just like a bit...
But that's part of the game now, isn't it?
I know, but
he's embarrassing, dude.
It is. Like, there's old, like,
but there's obviously a pattern there if Sancho did it. And
why is he on social media anyway, looking through fucking Mark Goldbridge's tweets?
I know, and they're like,
professional footballer,
like,
mate, for Manchester United. Why do you give a fuck what Mark Goldbridge is saying?
Like, older players, there's stories of older.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
It's not the fucking early 2000s, late 90s anymore.
I don't care, mate. What?
People, obviously, they're like go on phones, go on Twitter and all
that.
Yeah,
you know what you do when you like it. That's like teenager stuff where you like
he's
a girl's picture.
He shouldn't have done it.
But you are actually describing teenagers there.
There should be held accountable by the older players in the club.
Yeah.
It should be like filtered
down.
Media trained by the age of 14 at Manchester United. He knows better than to do that. He knows exactly what he's doing.
I agree.
It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a
He's allowed to scroll through Twitter, do whatever you want. It's fine. Just you can't be lighting Mark.
Yeah, because you know what
he knows. What he knows what he's doing there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The way I feel like Ten Hag's lost the dressing room because. If he was the leader in that dressing room, he'd have respect. And by doing that, then I feel like he doesn't have the respect of the players.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that. I mean, you adored the manager, would you?
But like, I don't agree with what he's done.
No, but if
but
you
it shows there is an issue in the changing room.
Yeah, if you have a problem, you should just take it to the manager. There's so many stories of like, obviously back in the day where they'd go into the manager's office first thing next day and have it out, etc. And it's like... this new breed that always feels like it happens at Man United,
but once again it's Bruno Fernandes dragging United through again, by the way.
Yeah
they got lucky though, didn't they?
They did get lucky.
They've had a pretty lucky season.
I think that was a pen on Adam Smith, by the way, the handball.
Nah, he does it. Do you know what it is?
It's a modern day pen.
Do you know what it is? It's like this is going to sound weird, he didn't mean it, but he did mean it. Like sometimes naturally you just do that with your arm.
Instinct.
But he weren't trying to handball it. He weren't trying to like block it. It was just coming at him and he kind of went like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You are?
Nothing.
But it is a handball. If that was against you, Jesus. You think the Saka one
would
was?
Would you say that the free kick at the end was in the box. Was it? Was, surely the attacking team gets the edge of the line, right?
I'm surprised they changed it to a free kick. So I didn't. I didn't think an obvious error. That's what I thought. I didn't think it was that obvious.
If it's on the line, it should be a penalty.
Yeah, but that's what.
It wasn't on the line though.
It did look like it was
on
the line.
It was like the ball was, well, the play was on the line. Kambola was on the line. But
well, that's what, that's the point, isn't it? Doesn't matter where the ball is, where the fouls, yeah. where the foul is.
No, but he's kicked him prior to him arriving in the box.
But his foot's on the line.
No, it's like just before. That's why it was given as a free kick.
It's mental to think.
I didn't think it was obvious either way.
Yeah.
Like, how are they?
By the way, they were 2 inches away from losing a game.
Yet again, they nearly threw it away in the fucking injury time. They're a weird team, Man United are.
Ten Hag going to survive? Or?
I don't think he will
I
now.
I don't think he will now. I think they'll look to replace him in
Southgate.
The summer.
I think I don't think it'll be Southgate, though. I just can't see that. I can't see that happening.
If Dan Ashworth's there and he's...
Did you hear the rumour of... I don't know if it's true, but Anthony, the reason why he didn't start because he walked out of training.
For what reason?
They have just so many like little brats in the team, don't they?
I might be spreading false rumours there, but I read it on Twitter, so it could be true.
Mate, he's got the ego of Ronaldinho and the fucking ability of...
Mate, that's the closest one to...
Mikel Forsell.
Fucking hell.
Actually, he was a good player. That's a bad analogy. Fucking Carlton Cole.
Good player as well.
And fuck
why
Anthony.
Why is there always just so much gossip and it's from Manchester United?
You just need like a Van Dijk in the team hold everyone to a standard.
Or a manager like a Klopp or Pep who just shit like that just doesn't happen, does it?
Yeah, exactly.
No one's get me wrong. Those type of things will be happening at a lot of clubs. You don't hear about it.
But you know, I think that when they employed Ten Hag, everyone thought that is the figurehead they need.
They might have got it wrong, haven't they? It's very different managing Ajax than Man United.
I think it's probably harder to change though than you think, like, because he's came and he's been tough and everything, but like, you just fucking,
it's Man United, isn't it? Like, you've got to change everything from
Mourinho couldn't do it. Van Gaal couldn't do it.
You're a young player at Man United on huge wages. You've got like an ego about you, haven't you?
Matt, I thought the best manager since probably arguably Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
But again, then so they tried the whole like fucking sergeant army general with Van Gaal and Mourinho. Didn't work. Then they tried Ole, the players all like him. Didn't work. Then they've tried the new up and coming coach. Didn't know because the same shit was happening, Theo, and they got schooled in the Europa League final. Okay, he comes second, but they were playing like fucking hero ball every week. There was no like plan to
their game. They're saving them as well.
No, not under Ollie.
Was it not?
No.
Who was his first season under?
That was first season with
Ollie. Is it Ten Hag? No. You know when he scored against Newcastle?
Yeah, that was Ollie, but...
Yeah.
No, but the season before was when they come second.
Yeah.
But in the Europa League, was that his Europa League when he kept scoring 90 minute winners?
No. The year before they lost the final. I don't know. I think he'll go. But I don't think it'll be Southgate. I'd be amazed if they are going Southgate.
It's going to be a lot of manager changes.
Well, do you know what it is though? Like, you're looking at one manager who's just tactically just so good, especially when it comes to knockout competitions in Europe. Like Unai Emery, why is no one going after him?
Well, Villa are big now.
He's with Villa,
They might. They might in the summer.
Oh, if Villa lose. If Villa lose,
not United. I mean, you're saying why is no one going for him? Because
he's loving Villa, loving life.
Well, yeah, but he's probably on, I don't know, at the minute, I don't know why he'd leave Villa. He's now in the Champions League. Yes. They've got money to spend.
When we talk about trajectories, man, they're flying towards top
I don't
four,
see what, I wouldn't, I don't think I'd leave. I mean, I would. I'd leave for free, but I don't see why
he wouldn't be in there in the first.
Yeah, I don't see why he'd leave Villa for Man United at the minute, even though it's Manchester United.
That is a backward step.
100%.
Well, the six games this weekend for the £250,000, guys, include the FA Cup. So you've got Luton, Brentford, City, Chelsea, Wolves, Arsenal, Everton, Forest, Coventry, Man United, Fulham, Liverpool.
Easiest game to predict? I'm probably going to go with Wolves to beat Arsenal 2-1. Easiest game to predict.
Yeah. I was going to say Coventry, Man United, but I can't. I can see it.
I think Arsenal will lose and I think Liverpool will draw.
Okay, well, the Oracle has spoken. Remember, it's a free shot, £250,000, so use the link in the description down below to sign up now. Anyways.
Credit where credit's due.
Oh, so irritating.
Ton of my shit.
Do you know what's... I don't know what's like... Tottenham got smashed, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Gassed about.
Yeah.
No, you kind of gassed, fam.
But it's just him.
Yeah,
he makes it like...
Whoa.
You know, you've actually made it. You've made it get to the point where I was wanting Tottenham to win.
That's bad.
No, no. But
no, that's,
you
sorry.
Saw him in that no, no, cafe where Tottenham. We were watching the game.
Getting destroyed. The yearly spanking at St. James'
all the
Park.
Best to you. The better form Isak arrives at Arsenal Football Club in.
I'm sorry, we can't let him get away with what he
that
said.
That is crazy. You're
no, it's got to that point, man. Everyone looked at your defence, even you,
it's
and
mental,
thought,
isn't it?
We're going to get spanked.
Kraft left back, Dan Burn, Sean, then Jacob Murphy right back.
The craziest thing about that entire thing is you actually kept a clean sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that work?
It fully just like played around their system in the end. Obviously, Tottenham. I'm not plan
weird,
B. They
just weird. Just weird game.
Oh, Gordon's good though, isn't he? Fuck me.
Credit where credit's due, man. Look, they've done very well recently with the lack of players, I'd say.
I like that.
Not that many lack of players, though.
I like that.
You have over-egged it a little.
No, we have got like a full solid 11 out. Like, but
you've,
solid,
according
like,
to you, you've got the best
11.
Striker in the world, so what does it matter?
Yeah, we have got the best track in the world. He scored a brace, sat down Van de Ven, one of the best centre backs in the world.
Twice.
You got okay, your, no, yeah, well, Gordon
you got your
sat
best
down.
Front three. Oh,
yeah.
I don't think you got your best front three out as well. Barnes, Gordon, and.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, that's the big help. And then Bruno's managed to avoid a yellow card for 11 games, so he doesn't get a suspension, which
how
is like.
Nine?
Yeah, so for 11 games, you have to avoid a yellow card, and he
how
fucking
has he done
it.
That?
He's just stopped punching people, hasn't he?
Yeah. But he's been like on some fucking class form. And
Bruno's a different level.
Yeah, we're absolutely cooking.
It's a shame when you have to sell him though.
Yeah, that's
thing,
true.
No, we're keeping them all. This is why I'm saying
180 for Bruno and Isak.
Like, jokes aside, you add Tonali, Jordan back into that team.
True.
Get some depth into centre back.
We don't have to sell. Not already in the papers, mate.
I don't know how you beat these cartel clubs, you know.
Yeah, these cartel
crazy,
clubs.
It is crazy.
Do you think you're going to finish fifth now, don't you?
It's not out of the question, man.
It's not out of the question, but like,
we're on some good
deficit of points.
Man, although, we're on some good
Spurs,
form
Spurs
now,
is
though.
Running, he's hard.
But I know, 10 points.
10
yeah,
points
10.
Is crazy.
Yeah, but okay, so they have to lose four games, really. They have got Liverpool, Arsenal, City and Chelsea.
But then they also have to win all those games.
Yeah, but we're belief too. Merchants. So like it's like when Hal
where's
took
your
over.
Belief in the Champions League?
It's like when Hal took over and we were shit and we got a few wins and we had a belief and we went on that mental win streak.
It's a bit like merchants. When you beat PSG and you had belief and then came back and you drew.
Yeah, we got robbed. But now we're actually solid. I think like, if we don't catch them, it'll be down to them, but we'll be putting pressure on them, I reckon. Like even Dan Burns. Even Dan Burns.
Who's putting pressure on for fifth?
Who's your next game?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it's
what's the pressure?
Palace is in a couple
do you
of weeks.
You look back on the
your next game is Palace.
The history
yeah, Palace.
Books at Newcastle United, and it'll be like 2024. Mate. Put the pressure on. For
but, no, but fifth can be Champions League.
Their next three games are Palace, Sheffield United, and Burnley.
Who?
Newcastle.
Yeah, they'll win all three of them.
No, but like genuinely, they're all running class.
Away at Man United, though.
Yeah,
you play Man United. That could be a loss.
Yeah, last time we played them away, we smacked them in. With Crawford
no,
centre back
friendly for some reason.
Oh, I'd expect Newcastle.
Why you got
beat?
A club friendly versus Spurs like 2 days after?
Oh yeah, that's the Australian tour game. It just gets growing our brand.
Straight after the season.
Southgate and Abbey about it, but you can deal with that.
You're going to Australia for one game?
Yeah.
What?
They're basically trying to grow the brand.
Yeah, but it's just brand. After the season ends. Surely yeah. players like want to fuck off.
I imagine some won't have to come. Like, but it'll just be Newcastle going.
Gordon won't be going.
Surely the England players. Yeah, surely yeah. The Euros players won't
be
going.
No.
You ain't got many of them, though, so it's all right.
But no, absolutely cooking. Sat down Van de Ven, Isak.
Mate, that screenshot is so bad for him.
It's so funny.
The screenshot makes it look a lot worse than it was. He slips over, doesn't he? Like,
he does slip.
He does literally fall
over.
That
was a quick turn, a little shopping by Isak.
It wasn't enough to do that to him. He falls over, really. He slips over.
He's just
that's the worst he's played all season, Van de Ven.
He's just clinical as fuck at the moment, Isak. He's fit, man.
Mm.
He is.
I don't know why
I love him
go that way about
yeah,
it.
I love
he
it,
is
man.
A very good player.
He is good.
Better than Haaland.
Excited to see him.
He's not
red
Haaland,
and white next season.
Not better than Haaland.
Can we actually talk about this better than Haaland?
Okay, let's talk about it, Lou.
Because
Isak's total games in professional football is 276.
No, let's talk about the season.
No, let's talk about it. 236.
No, let him go.
276 games, 113 goals. Haaland, 274. So two games less. So it's pretty even, right?
Yeah. If you're going off career, yeah.
218 goals. That's 100 more goals. 105 more goals.
Yeah.
He's a different level of player.
Well, I'd say to that, it's sometimes...
He's a different level of goal.
Some flowers bloom and then hit a ceiling, but if you nurture a flower outside,
you
grow it in the right environment, it'll grow higher and like a lovely sunflower.
Haaland's younger than him.
Right,
yeah, they're both 24.
Let's just go off what's relevant.
And they both play for Dortmund.
Can we go off what's relevant right now today?
What is relevant right now?
Right,
one's just won the treble
competitions.
And he's going to win another one. And
great, yeah,
the other one's fantastic.
Haaland's still
the
got
other
more
one's going to leave.
I'll just wait. I'll wait.
Club for
Haaland's still
Arsenal
got more
football.
Goals. Okay. No one's saying Isak.
I'm just getting shouted down. Not able to rebuttal.
No
this
one, but, yeah, but you, yeah, but he's said.
No, he's not. He's scared. He's
no
scared
one's saying Isak. No,
this.
Let me talk.
I'll let him talk, and he won't let me rebuttal.
No one's saying Isak is a bad player. No, everyone's saying how good he is. But Haaland's still Erling Haaland.
All right, now he goes.
That's a great debate. Erling Haaland fucking proves my point that you're choosing
you
him off
keep,
reputation.
Are you
going to
keep this energy when Isak's wearing an Arsenal kit next season? Or
if Isak does go, I will still maintain he's better than Haaland.
He is a more complete player.
How about this?
Haaland.
Let's talk about this, right? He's playing, can we all agree, playing in a worse team by far?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Fantastic. Goals per minute. Shall we just have a look at this? So he's only got three goals. Two goals left in all competitions,
less.
Despite playing less
two goals
games.
Less.
35% conversion rate to Haaland.
Final form.
35% conversion rate for Isak compared to Haaland's 24%. 67% shot accuracy compared to Haaland's 58%. Yep. He has more goals per minute, all playing in a worse team, and we all agree he's a better all-round striker. If Haaland tried to do what Isak did against Tottenham, he'd fucking slip over. He hasn't got that ability. So Haaland's a fantastic goal scorer, but it's without question Isak's better. He beat him in every major stat, playing in a worse team. Despite having injuries throughout the season.
Not when he did it to Branthwaite, not when he did it to Adam Webster.
You think Haaland can't sit down defenders?
He can push them over, mate. He hasn't got any... If he tried to do any form of skillful dribbling, he'd fucking trip over, mate. It's like he's got his shoelaces tied together. He's playing in a worse team, had a massively interrupted injury season, and he still managed to have... can we talk about this conversion rate? 35% to 24.
Crazy, man.
If we blanked out the names, and you'd guess which one's which, you'd be thinking, oh, surely that's Haaland.
Yeah.
But because it's Erling Haaland, as he says brilliantly, he's fucking automatically better.
I think he's made some good points.
Here's a genuine question. Do you think Isak scores as many in this Man City team as Haaland does?
It's a hard, he wouldn't be any far off at all, but he'd contribute a lot more. Or like to the team, he contributes so much more.
Yeah.
It's like, it sounded ridiculous when I first said he's more likely to win a Ballon d'Or, but I'm being serious. If you look at this player, and if he continues to grow into a team that's actually going to be more attacking, dominating games, he is by far has more chance of winning a Ballon d'Or and standing out over the likes of Mbappe, Vinny Jr. than Haaland.
No,
but he's not going to do that at Newcastle.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
He can if we grow into
the reason what you said was so ridiculous was you should have said. I think, based on their abilities, Isak should be more likely to win a Ballon d'Or. You framed it as he's more likely to win a Ballon d'Or than Haaland, who just come off breaking the goal-scoring record in the Premier League. He's probably going to be
treble.
Winning a treble. He's probably, even this year, going to be in the top five in the Ballon d'Or. Isak might be...
He'll always be in the top five, but he'll never get it.
But that's what I'm saying. So you framing it as Isak's more likely.
He is.
He's not, though. He isn't because...
He still doesn't.
This season he is.
No, you're not.
I understand what you're saying.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. I don't think you are because even...
I don't think you are.
Even this season, I would probably agree with you. Isak's had a better season. Like he's looked better. He's been more all-round. Haaland hasn't been... When Haaland doesn't score... Unfortunately, he doesn't look as effective because his all-round game isn't amazing. It's good. It's good enough. It's good enough to play at City, but he's had to adapt his game, hasn't he? He's not used to being that sole nine with his back to goal. He's had to adapt his game.
You know what's funny is he's probably also going to win back-to-back Golden Boots.
Yeah, precisely. Hence why that's what he is more likely to win a Ballon d'Or.
With our fixtures coming in and the form Isak's on, he's three goals off in the Prem. I think Isak can catch him easily.
Well.
Yeah, no, but Haaland's like, he's missing every chance he's getting. He's not scoring. Isak's on the form of his life. He's just went third for, he scored in eight consecutive home games for Newcastle.
Yeah, but he missed a sitter.
I know.
Mate, he's missing sitters. I think he doesn't win it. I've got a bet on Isak winning golden shot.
Did you
put
that on before the season started?
Did I start the season?
Good luck,
bro. I don't think you're crazy at all. Isak will not win a Ballon d'Or at Newcastle.
Isn't it mental how much this has changed over like the last 2 months? Like the opinion, like that was a crazy thing, and now even pundits are like,
it's
not crazy.
I don't think anyone with a brain would disagree. Isak is more complete than Haaland, but just being more complete in more things doesn't make you a better striker.
But he is a better striker. He is a better striker.
I don't know. I think he's a better player. He's not a better striker.
Do you not think though, Lewis, if he was a better striker, then he would have Haaland's goal scoring record as a striker be at Manchester
City. If you're talking about goal scoring record, we can go off this season and there's two goals in all competitions separating them, and one's playing at Man City and the other one's in Newcastle. So like that argument doesn't work unless you want to start padding it out, going years back into previous seasons. But if we use the relevant season now, that argument doesn't work for Haaland, and that's the only argument Haaland has, because everyone knows the rest of his game.
But it's
shit.
Like you're forgetting about last season.
Well, that's because Haaland's going through a bit of a bad patch. Isak weren't putting these numbers up last season, was he?
Yeah, but this is the thing.
In this scenario, though, you completely ignore last season, what they've done in their whole careers. But when it comes to, say, Arsenal, you only refer to bottling it in previous seasons.
Well, we can refer to this season if you want.
What?
Well, I can use this season.
But
if
you know
we only
exactly
want to keep it one
saying.
Season.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You're trying to wind him up here. You know
I'm not. Well, we can use this season. If you want to stick to this season, no, 100%.
For one argument, you use historical data, and the other argument, you only go off what the last season.
Well, we can use this season then. He just bottled to Aston Villa.
But okay. Let's say we had this conversation last week. You can't use this season.
But also, this is different debates. These are different debates.
No, it's not. Oh my God, the premise is...
I don't get what I'm saying.
Yeah, the premise of what he's saying is... But you're basically disregarding everything Haaland's done and just saying, well, recently, because he's been shit and out of form, Isak's numbers are better and he's been playing better. I'd say he's had a better season.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just take away Haaland has been breaking goal scoring records everywhere he goes, playing for every team he plays for. And last season, his first season, broke the goal scoring record, which has never been touched.
I think you're getting a bit like... because of what Messi and Ronaldo did in terms of their goal scoring records, everyone just thinks like, oh, everyone, to be an incredible striker, you must do it forever for 20 years non-stop. All footballers go through patches when they're not scoring or they're not playing as well. Does it make them a worse player than who it is?
I think you're discrediting like Isak here. In terms of putting it on Haaland's lack of form, whereas it's actually Isak dragging a very injury prone Newcastle through a very rough patch,
like he's going to sustain that for future seasons.
I think the potential for Isak to improve is way bigger than Haaland.
But even Haaland
is always going to be this kind of player. The potential for Isak to branch out and improve is massive. Honestly, five years in the future.
You think Haaland can never get better?
No, he'll steady, but it's not like he's also going to become this brilliant technical player on the ball. You can't just get that. Isak has this raw talent that is like rare to get in a player. He's clinical. And if he's solid, it's way more likely that he's going to improve his game and overtake Haaland. 5 years, it's like this is not even a question, genuinely.
I completely think the opposite.
I actually agree.
No way.
It's true. It is.
I think in 5 years'
really
time, Haaland will still be the better player.
No. 5 years' time, Haaland's a solid striker.
In terms of longevity, Haaland's going to be probably, he's at Real Madrid.
Okay, but so will Isak.
He could be at Arsenal.
In 5 years' time, Isak's one of the... I actually think, and this is me being meta, I actually think he might win a Ballon d'Or in his life. If he leaves us, whatever, like maybe. We'll see what happens.
The premise of what he's saying, I do agree with. He has got... He is a more complete, naturally gifted footballer than Haaland, for sure.
But we've not disagreed to that.
He's got a higher ceiling. Haaland isn't suddenly going to become this nice technical player. I think he is what he is. He's strong. He's powerful. He's got amazing movement. He can finish. He's just a raw goal scorer. But he's not going. Haaland ain't going to fuck.
But we're forgetting that literally like a month ago he was called a robot, Erling Haaland.
A goal scorer though, it's not enough sometimes.
That does win Ballon d'Ors though.
It isn't. Yeah, it is enough.
Being a goal scoring machine.
It is enough. Goals than games, it's probably...
The day he wins a Ballon d'Or is a sad day for football.
For me, it's like you're only seeing now Isak have a solid string of games. You can talk about his first season, but it was hampered by injuries straight away as well. Like he scored a brace and one shouldn't have been disallowed against Liverpool at Anfield, but then he was injured for like however many months. This is the first time you've seen him get a solid string of games, and he scored in 8 straight home games in a row, breaking records at Newcastle.
Oh, Isak.
That's not a question.
Then also, the first time I saw Harry Kane, it blew my mind.
I know, but the way he sat down,
more similar to Harry Kane than Haaland is.
He is. The way he sat down Van de Ven and just like, and,
oh,
and,
then, I wasn't
nah,
that
it was beautiful,
good.
Man. And then rather than going to the standard far corner, slip it into the near post. It was fucking sexy, man. Haaland could never.
You're a meme, man.
It's beautiful. This guy's going to win a Ballon d'Or
what
at Newcastle.
What would happen if you met Isaac?
No way. No
any
way.
Newcastle player.
You,
lose
we can't brush over that one. He's not going to win it at Newcastle.
He's not going to win it.
I think
it's not possible.
How can he win a Ballon d'Or at Newcastle unless you're going to suddenly become a superstar?
But if he's here for a project and we manage to hold on to him, which is the main, we're trying to build our team around Botman, Bruno and Isaac.
Why are we not having this discussion about Ollie Watkins then?
Oh, shut up.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm being serious. Are you serious?
Go on then. Fight your Ollie Watkins corner.
Two more goals than Isak in the Prem.
Why are we doing this? You seriously watch Watkins and think he's as good as Isak?
Dominic
really?
Solanke, same amount of goals than Isak in the Prem.
Do you think Dominic Solanke is as good as Isak?
Well, I'm just saying.
I agree that there's
no, not
every
at all,
chance
but
so why are you bringing them up?
I don't agree.
Because you have, if you're talking about this, you have to have a discussion.
No, you don't, because there's more. The whole point is there's more to it than stats. Haaland has his whole argument is Haaland has better stats on the surface.
Ollie Watkins
when you actually dealt Mick.
Oh no, but do you think he's better than Isak?
Theo, the conversion rate of 35% to 24%. That gulf to the supposed best striker in the world playing in Man City, that is fucking massive. 35 to 24% conversion rate.
Yeah.
35 is one of the best in the world.
That is actually
crazy.
Good for
and
him.
And he played at Newcastle.
Yeah, good for you.
Stop
bro.
Putting your little club down, man.
No, it's clear Newcastle, that we've had a very tough season, and to get these stats is crazy.
You got one of them down there.
Okay. Up the Isak.
But you could say, like,
this is the thing, the Haaland Brigade now don't have anything to stand on, really. They don't.
They do.
Well, but you feel like former for St. 13.
If you want to get your history books out.
17 goals in the Prem.
Yeah, I know, but Theo.
You're making yourself look silly.
You combine the stats with what you see. You are, because check the conversion rates, check the big chances missed. He's missed a lot more chances than Isak this season.
It's just around.
Ollie Watkins conversion rate 25%, Solanke conversion rate 25%, Salah conversion rate 23%,
yeah.
Cole Palmer conversion rate 29%. No one even, the only person comes close is Chris Woods, who actually has 44%.
He scored
44. One in two every. 44%. Yeah. So it goes. Well, Chris Wood.
Before he twatted the ball off the post, he was actually at like 50%.
Jesus Christ.
In the first game, after he scored his goal.
Darwin Núñez has 13.
What's Harry Kane? Okay, can you find that out?
I've only got Premier League, yeah.
Son? Is Son not on there? Son usually has a really good one.
Maybe not for this
one.
Season, then. I think in terms of like full career, he's pretty high up there.
Son's got 28.
Solid.
The only person who's got higher than Isak's Chris Wood.
That is so funny.
Yeah, man.
Chris Wood Ballon
d'Or. He is good though, Isak.
He's good with Ballon d'Or. Fuck me, imagine.
Well, speaking of Chris Wood... Is he too good to go down? Because we're about to do our too good to go down 11.
Oh, yeah.
I've cooked this.
This
time,
was hard for me.
I don't think it was that hard.
You never say that, Theo.
I don't think it was that
hard. I used all my good players up and then I was just
Has he ever, ever done a list and not gone, I've cooked this week?
Shit, maximum 3 players per team.
Yeah.
Oh, you've cooked, have you?
Well, I'll go first then.
Shit.
You idiot.
Shit. I've not cooked.
No, just
quickly change it.
You should have done the fucking Everton.
Don't do your team yet. We'll let him change it because he'll copy.
Yeah, all right. Give me 5 minutes.
You got 5 minutes.
Well, we had a quick pause for me to quickly change my team because my team was actually really good because I didn't see the maximum 3 players there.
Nice.
Very ooh of me. So here we go then. Oh, you look panicked.
No. Sorry. I was just carry on.
In goal, Kaminski, Luton Town. I know you're thinking. Great choice. Right back, Seamus Coleman.
Oh, shit. That's a stinker.
Is it?
I can't believe you've wasted an Everton spot on Coleman.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, man, he's a legend of the club. He's quality.
He's fucking washed.
Yeah, to go down. He's about 40 years old.
Everton are the ones who actually have.
Sorry. I forgot what Seamus. And then they all said he's shit. And you went, oh, yeah, no, he's really shit.
No, because I was thinking.
He should be in the championship.
Okay, well, you're being harsh. Centre halves of Kabore and Branthwaite.
He's a right wing back.
You can play centre back as well.
Really
Branthwaite, Everton. Left back, Charlie Taylor. Midfield three.
Charlie Tier.
Of midfield three of Onana, Barkley, and Gibbs White.
Yeah.
Cool. With Alanga on the right, Chris Wood up front, and Brereton Ben Diaz on the left.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's funny.
Well, that's
that's funny because that final photo carry. Oh.
Well, that's fucking honking. Go on, Reeve.
Well, in my too good to go down, I've put nobody from Sheffield United because they're all shit.
You had two, didn't you?
No.
No, you don't have to use them. You just need three maxes.
Three from a team.
Maxes that you can use.
Yeah, but
there's five clubs.
Yeah.
I've got one.
Okay, good for you, man. In goal, Pickford. I've got three centre-backs of Murillo from Forest, Branthwaite, and Tadam Mengi.
I did actually have Murillo on my team until I got forced to take him out.
Oh.
And instead you used Chris Wood.
Bowler. I'm not having DCL in my team.
I don't have him.
No, I ain't got him either.
Right wing back, I've got Vitinho, Burnley. I've got three centre-mids of Onana, Gibbs White, and Barkley. Left wing back, obviously, Alfie Doughty. And then
I had him in my team.
Elanga and Fofana as my forwards.
Vitinha's a stinker, but the rest is all right.
That's the one I didn't have a choice.
I've got Kaminsky, Godfrey, Murillo, Branthwaite, Doughty. I've gone four centre mids.
How's that work?
A diamond. Onana, Barkley, Sanderberger, and Hamer. And then I've give Gibbs White a free roll with a Wanye. I can't believe no one's had a Wanye.
How many
fits? Yeah.
How many first players you got? Yeah, to be fair, I used all my three.
I got three.
Gibbs White.
Gibbs White, Wanya, Murillo.
Yeah, I did Murillo, Gibbs White, and Elanga.
My team's that bad.
Mine's probably his worst.
You've got Charlie Taylor.
He's just all right.
He's
mate, Coleman, Kabore, and Charlie Taylor in the back four is crazy.
He's meant to be players who are too good to go down.
The problem
is,
I feel like there's no defenders. I think a lot of the defenders deserve to go down.
No,
there's some really good ones.
Godfrey, Murillo, Branthwaite, Doughty.
I've got Chris Wood up front, mate. He's got the best conversion rate of any player.
Because a 1 year's better than him. The day I put Chris Wood in an 11 is the fucking worst big stiff idiots I've ever seen in my
that's
life.
Crazy
11.
Didn't he go down?
Yeah.
Didn't he actually?
He belongs in the championship.
He did get relegated.
That's crazy.
A 1 year's better than Chris Wood. Way better.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Go on then.
I want to just say my team's not very good, okay?
You came up with a segment.
I know, I started doing it. I was like, fucking hell.
Our team's going to be on camera this time.
So,
no, because he doesn't bother.
Hello?
What about
he's just still staring at me.
Reply. Ask you a question.
It was a question.
I just asked you a question.
Yeah, I said no. We need to get the answer in.
You just stayed
silent. I said no.
You didn't say
you
anything.
You didn't say anything.
You looked at him like this and waited for him to respond. That was the weirdest exchange I've ever seen.
Fucking really weird.
Okay, so I did this for a reason to spread out the players because I wanted Everton players. So obviously Pickford's an obvious choice, but I went Trafford.
He's not even the best keeper at Burnley.
Yeah.
And then technically an Everton player, but on loan. So I put Holgate right back.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
Well, he's playing at Sheffield United.
Yeah, he's currently at Sheffield United.
Oh,
sorry.
What player is this?
Mason Holgate. Does he count for? He counts for Sheffield United.
Yeah, Sheffield United. Yeah. You can have him.
That's a stinker though. He belongs in the championship.
Yeah, mate, I couldn't find any fucking right backs at all.
Godfrey?
Yeah, that's an L for me. Mengi Tarkowski for me.
Oh yeah,
over
good
Branthwaite.
Ooh, interesting.
Strange you've chosen him over Branthwaite, but he is too good to go down, I think.
Yeah, he actually got saved from going down for that exact reason. He got bored, didn't he?
That's true. Nico Williams, I put him left back.
Fucking hell.
Right back.
Yeah, no, but I had to fit Holgate in at right back.
Olaena's
better. No, you didn't.
Playing really well this season.
Oh, did you not get Doughty?
Yeah.
He's had a great season.
Leave me alone. He's got Chong in his team, that's why.
That is true. Chong.
Where? Centre mid?
You can't just say it.
Chong is centre mid.
Yeah, centre mid is the one position where it has to be.
For you.
Barkley, Onana,
and Gibbs White.
Gibbs White's got to be in there somewhere. You can have Sanderberg.
Oh, don't worry. I've got plans for Gibbs White. I'm revolutionising his role.
Go on.
So I've got Barkley and then Decore.
Oh, Decore.
Yeah, where's Onana?
And Chong. I haven't got Onana.
Chong's actually playing centre mid.
Yeah, man. Chong's a fucking underrated player.
He's more of a winger anyway.
He's so good.
Neko
well, wait, actually,
back.
Well, Rocket we can. In the truth, we can actually swap Chong with Gibbs White because I give Gibbs White just a free Roman role just in front of them, doing whatever the fuck he wants.
How many Luton players have you got?
That's three.
Chong, Barkley, and
Mengi.
Not one of them was Doughty.
I've chosen
Harrison, who's on loan at Everton.
For God's sake, mate.
He's shit, though.
Nah, he's too good for the Championship, though. That's why he was brought in.
I'll give you that.
And then I've got Brereton from Sheffield United.
He belongs in the Championship,
man. Nah, man, he's been doing good.
He has been doing good.
No, he hasn't.
He's been scoring goals at Sheffield United.
He's been like Sheffield United's best player last few weeks.
No, he hasn't.
He's scored goals at Sheffield United.
Haim has been their best player all season.
Mate, Diaz has been his best player for the last few weeks.
Who's their top goal scorer?
I don't fucking know.
Haimer.
So? What I've said is still correct.
Yeah, he's got seven appearances, four goals.
That might not even be true.
Seven appearances, four goals at Sheffield United's good.
Mate, he's been their best player last year.
That's a better conversion rate than...
That's like saying Cole Palmer never plays right wing.
Oh my God. Do you want to bring that up again?
No, because you always think you're right and you're actually wrong.
Haim has been their best player this season.
Few weeks, Brereton Diaz has been their best player.
Also, okay, let's just pin the whole season down to three games.
Including Sheffield United players is fucking rogue, man. They are poo.
Brereton Diaz has been all right.
He's shit, mate. Yeah, he belongs in the Championship.
You got rid of, I don't know, Elanga for him, maybe?
No, got Elanga. You're acting as my team shit. Mate, Onana, Barkley, Gibbs White, Elanga, Wood, Brereton Diaz, front six.
What's your back four?
Kaminsky, Seamus Coleman, Mengi, Branthwaite and Taylor.
You think Charlie Taylor belongs in the Prem?
He said Mengi, by the way. He's got Kabore.
I meant Mengi.
No, you can't Kabore.
Look at him trying to sneakily change.
Kabore can play centre-back as well.
Can he?
I thought he was a right winger.
Has he played right wing back centre back this season?
Yes.
Has he?
Yes.
Against who?
He played centre back. Here, look.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just asking.
He does. Actually.
Has he? Yeah. I don't think he has.
Fucking has.
I'll laugh if he hasn't.
He has. There you go. Centre back against Bournemouth.
Oh, he has.
Crazy. Well done. He's still shit.
Well, that was good.
Kawhi is the one who had the stinker in the cup against.
He's ex-Man City, isn't he? Yeah.
He's fucking useless.
He does prominently play at right wing back, but he can play at centre back because he's good enough, because he's too good to go down.
Oh, nice.
He belongs in League One, he does.
You're
harsh. Alone the fucking
you
championship.
You are harsh.
I'm not even getting the Albion.
You're a hater.
I'm not. That I can't believe you said you cooked.
No, he did, though.
I did.
But he had
to have he had all top six.
Should I find out what my...
He had all top six players.
No, well, he did cook because he put in the Everton side.
Should we say what my team was?
No. No, actually, what was it? It was just Everton, wasn't it? Borderline with Barkley and Gibbs White and stuff.
Pretty much, yeah.
So let us know in the comments who's got the better team out of me and Reeve, because those are the two. Eureka Johnson.
Yours stinks.
No, it really doesn't. I haven't got one player on my team who you could argue shouldn't be in the Premier League.
You played a weird formation. Anyways, guys, got a quiz or anything?
I haven't got one.
No, fair enough.
Oh, good size,
yeah, good done. Okay, well, in that case, guys, make sure you drop a like and Apple likes.
When you listen to this, we'll see you tomorrow because obviously, biggest game of.
Come
Arsenal
and tune in and watch Arsenal bottle another trophy.
But if we don't, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Hell yeah, baby. Rate us 5 stars and see you next time. But goodbye.